Scorpio. Motorists in North Phoenix stuck in traffic for a time Wednesday thanks to a couple of dogs running around on the roadway. Troopers frantically trying to catch them on I-17.
These dogs ran in out of traffic several times, putting themselves, our troopers, our roadside motorist assistants, and other public in danger.
Earl Garcia with DPS. One of the dogs eventually caught by troopers, the other retrieved by residents at a nearby trailer park. President Trump presiding over a roundtable discussion on gun control at the White House, indicating he might support stricter rules regarding the purchase of semi-automatic weapons. Mark Kelly, husband of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, calling for the Republican leadership to move.
We've got to convince the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives and in the United States Senate to allow some of this legislation to even get a debate on the floor. I mean, that's often one of the biggest stumbling blocks here.
Senator Jeff Flake co-sponsoring a bill that would raise the age for buying assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines to 21. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For this morning, sunny with a high of 69. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 46. Friday, sunny with a high of 74. And Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 48. Saturday, sunny with a high of 71. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 66. I'm Shelley Lynn from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're 57 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's a real estate show featuring the Elton Brothers on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Let's talk about sleep. You need it to function every day, and a good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where My Pillow comes in. You've heard everyone talking about it. If you're having trouble sleeping, you know, tossing and turning, waking up with neck pain, sounds familiar, right? Well, My Pillow may be the answer. My Pillow is made from patented material that will adjust to your individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. It won't go flat, and it stays cool because, well, who doesn't want a cool pillow? And now for a limited time only, take advantage of our 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special tab to save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 go-anywhere pillows, and as always, our 10-year warranty. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's 1-800-635-1825, or go to MyPillow.com. Click the 4-pack special tab and use promo code SKY at checkout.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Now every Thursday morning at 11 right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Demand Drive Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros, anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour scintillating radio rushing our way. A look at the latest real estate numbers plus demand driving median home prices higher. We'll take a look at that. Then in our loan segment, rates are on the rise. Deanne has the latest check of buyers' temperatures out there. Bottom of the hour, remodeling. We'll debate what should I do first.
then down the stretch, we got some new listings, a special pre-foreclosure deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
It's hot in here.
You guys need some AC in there?
I know. I just think that people are confused. Do I turn my heat on? Do I put my air on? Do I open up my windows? I mean, this weather is so crazy that people are just like, I got the heat on and in the middle of the day and now the house is 90 degrees.
Do you want AC or not?
I think you should turn the heat off.
There's no heat on.
Oh. Well, it feels like it's hot in here.
We'll get some circulation in there.
Maybe it's just heat flashes.
And can we get those green M&Ms too, Chet? Please. Thanks.
Chet. Oh, where'd he go? Did he actually go turn the heat on? I was just kind of kidding. You know me.
We got some circulation going there. We don't have any green M&Ms.
So how about this property in Paradise Valley? Have you heard about this?
This property.
This property in Paradise Valley, $2.2 million property. It was
the most expensive in the valley, supposedly.
No. 20 years ago, it would have been, top 10. 30 years ago. Anyway, they got, the buyer seller agreed on a price. They're moving along. The guy cancels. You know why he canceled?
No clue.
Found out it used to be a location for porn movies.
Wow.
Canceled. I don't want to be eating in my kitchen knowing that there was a film.
Porn film happening.
A porn set. Film going on in the other room.
I wonder how many houses in PV would need to cancel if they knew about that.
Carefree. That used
Carefree.
To be
Carefree. Is that the hot? That's right. Carefree, the hotbed.
And Anthem.
No pun intended.
And Anthem.
The hotbed.
And Anthem.
My
that was
brother.
A good,
that
I
just
was
went
a good
right
one.
Through my brother right
no,
now.
No, it was a good one. Hotbed. The hotbed for it. I like
yes.
that.
Yes.
So my point for bringing this up. Is a good one. And I think it's a good one. I don't know.
I think you're onto something.
You see, you could do all the inspections you want. Home inspections, roof inspections, appliance inspections, mold, radon, lead-based paint, appraisals. You could just till you're blue in the face and spend $1 million on inspections. The only thing that you really And then you're okay accepting the property based on these inspections and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? There is a next step. And it's not going to be on the disclosure statement. A seller does not need to disclose that this used to be a porn property. He doesn't need to disclose that. He doesn't need to disclose violent crime. He doesn't need to disclose, suicide, murder. The seller does need to disclose, crack house.
Meth lab, yeah.
Meth lab, HIV. They do need to disclose those things. But to take it to the next step and to investigate, if you have a problem with porn, right?
Right.
Living that used to be filmed in your house, I don't know if that weeds out 90% of the houses, but.
These days, probably.
These days. But anyway, you could take these things a little bit further. And go on to, AZ Central, Channel 3, Channel 5, Channel 10, Channel, and look in the archives. You can Google the address and find out a plethora of information about addresses.
If it's ever been in the highlights before.
That a home inspection is not going to tell you. A lot of people are like, okay. And then they find out later. And guess what? I learned this firsthand. Neighbors will not tell you everything. As a matter of fact, some neighbors will just not tell you anything so the house can get sold and moved on. There's a stigmatization law out there. That's what passed this original law of not having to
disclose about murder, yeah.
Right. So it's they don't want properties being stigmatized. But the buyer, if they would have known that in the inspection period, may or may not continue.
Let me ask you this. Do you think he really wanted out?
Well, I don't know, because think about this for a minute. You're going to spend $2.2 million and your neighbors are just going to just laugh at you because you're going to move in and they're going to go, yeah, in the back bedroom, that's where they did the bondage. And I just think it's going to be a continual thing.
Some people just look for reasons.
They could. And you know, I don't know, but I think that every house in the planet has had some form or fashion of activity in it, right?
Well, yeah, whether they have a camera on it or not.
Yeah, there's just still activity.
It's activity.
There's a
good
lot of,
word.
There's billions.
Lots of activity.
There's billions of people born in the world and there's gotta
be activity.
Activity somewhere.
It's in the 3-bed, 2-bath and surprise as much as it's in the,
that's activity.
Mansion in Paradise Valley.
I think there's activity in every room if you really want to know the truth.
Yeah, every chandelier. So anyway, I just think that
the point it, being,
the porn is not exactly what I'm talking about. It could be anything.
That's a vehicle for research.
And I'll tell you what.
If you really want to find out about the property.
If you're going to buy real estate, don't worry about, I mean, you do worry about all the 15 inspections that you're going to do, but talk to the neighbors. Find out what's going on in the news. Google the address. Go to the archives of the news. I found this out. I found this out really, really kind of the hard way, long, many years ago when I sold the property to a client of mine. We actually talked to the neighbors. We interviewed neighbors. This was a single woman buying a piece of property. We interviewed neighbors, all four neighbors, and not one of them told us the real story about this house. We felt good about moving forward and we bought it. Then she moved in and the neighbor goes, oh yeah, by the way, this happened. Oh, well, why don't you tell me this when we talked to you? Well, we wanted the house to move on. We wanted the stigmatization to be done. We wanted a new neighbor. We wanted things to move on. Really? Then why didn't you keep it to yourself? Anyway, so I just think that real estate is a very, very interesting, profession. There's so much to these houses. They all have history. People
have
history.
They all have a story.
They all have a story.
Now, is this helm that you're speaking of, was it reduced drastically because there was activity of adult films?
I don't think it wasn't material enough to even do a reduction. That's
an important inquiry too. People want to understand, well, why is the markdown cheaper than the other parts?
Well, they didn't mark it down at all. They sold it close to list price. It was 2.2.
It was something that was discovered, right?
It was discovered, yes. And then the guy backed out.
It's very interesting. We were on our walk last night with our dog, our nightly walk. We were looking at all the homes. Everything, you know, tranquil, beautiful, lights on, the idyllic American neighborhood. And we were just talking about this very thing, you know, behind the tranquility, every house has a story.
Yeah.
Every house.
And if you're a buyer
in it has a story.
And if you're a buyer and you want to know that story, you got to dig deep and you may not get it. But if it's material to you, whether or not it's been an adult film location.
It could be anything. Rick's just using that as, you know, kind of a lurid topic, but it could really be anything. You can cancel for any reason.
It's not a sunny day on a Thursday during the inspection period. You can cancel.
Up next, rates on the rise. Deanne has the latest check of buyers' temperatures on The Real Estate Show. Stay with us, featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody's home. Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner's direct line, Suburban Mortgage. 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
deanitized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. What's going on today? Beautiful, beautiful day. Did you go up skiing?
No.
No, you already did your vacay.
Yeah, I was on the other side. I was in Cancun.
Yeah. See, there's no skiing in Cancun.
No.
Just like there's no crying in baseball.
Exactly.
No skiing in Cancun. Did you turn your heat on last night?
Nope.
You didn't? Good job. We're taking a poll. Just to, you know what? That reminds me. I got my gas bill in the mail. You know, mm-hmm. It went from like $10 to like $120 and I barely used it. I think the gas company, it was on the news too about the gas company.
Were they guzzling you?
Yeah, I don't know. They just had everybody's gas bill like inflated like 50, 60, 70%.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't
inflated.
Know.
Inflated.
It definitely thinks people, makes people think about, buying a home, right? Well, when they have a gas bill that's $100.
Well, speaking of inflated, you know, rates have inflated a little bit from the historic low pressure of, you know, below 4%. And we finally got that little jolt, I guess, for lack of a better
slight
word. Slight adrenaline jolt. And, so it's interesting. What are you seeing out there? What are buyers doing now, Deanne? How are they dealing with this?
Well, believe it or not, they're not dealing with it very well. However, now people that have been sort of sitting on the fence and waiting, all of a sudden are seeing these rates go up. And as we've always said, that when they go up, they're going to go up very quickly, which they did. You know, we went from, it seemed like 4 to 4.75 pretty much overnight. And, so now they're out there rushing around trying to get in before the rates go higher because they're anticipating, the Feds are saying that there's going to be another order bump in March. And they're figuring at least 3 or 4 throughout the year.
How do these?
Now everybody's trying to get in.
How do these government quarter bumps actually trickle down to mortgage rates?
Oh, well, every time they do that, like to give you an instance, you know, if you were at 3.75 and now you're at 4.75, if payment wise, you know, that drops your buying power anywhere between 20 and 30,000, depending on the program, to have the same payment.
It's a very interesting phenomenon. You know,
yeah.
we talked for well over a couple years on the show
mm-hmm.
about how we had low rates and buyers were waiting for those rates to go lower. And then finally, and waiting, then rates go higher. And now buyers can't wait to get in before they go even higher. It's a very interesting phenomenon about how that human nature works.
I know, but I'm running into both sides. I'm running into the people that are like, oh my God, I'm going to wait till they come back down. And I got, oh my God, we got to rush in. So yeah, there's two sides of the coin, but you're right, Deanne. I'm seeing more people saying, I need to get out there and buy now because rates are not coming down. And the people that are saying, I'm going to wait till they come down basically are just an excuse to just sit on the sidelines.
They're not serious.
They're not serious. It's true.
Well, exactly. And, you know, historically, even in the fives is still a really good rate. people are just trying to wrap their head around, you know, 4 3/4, and then they're shopping around, they're running all over, and everybody has pretty much the same interest rate. It's just what the fees are, whether or not the job can get done. And I'm also seeing, believe it or not, a lot of refinances, because people were sort of in a quandary. When rates were really low, they were still waiting for the values to come up enough where they could, you know, do that home improvement or, you know, what have you, get out of that interest rate or adjustable that they were in, you know, the people that went in it 5 or 6 years ago. And so now they have enough equity, and they're still saving money at the 4.75. It's just a shame they couldn't take advantage of it when it was in the trees.
It's very interesting. You mentioned $20,000, $25,000 in buying power, which is really the effect of what these rates are. I mean, that is huge. So you may see some seller concessions happening, order to get deals done. But basically everybody's kind of ticked down a price notch. I mean, that's kind of what the effect of this is. So if you were a 350 buyer, now you're a 325 buyer.
Well, and people need to talk to their lender if they're already pre-approved, because a lot of lenders aren't reaching out and letting their buyers know this. See, I went through my pipeline, I called them, and I said, well, here's the deal. When I pre-qualified you, you know, it was at 4 1/4, now it's at 4 3/4, because I always qualify people a quarter above just to be safe. You know, and that can make a difference on their payment. Some people still qualify, but some people aren't. And I wonder how the builders are going to deal with that. You know, people that were qualified at 3.5, and, you know, they're still 4 or 5 months out.
That's a great point.
Rates are higher. You know, they really need to keep a handle on what's going on and make sure that we have the affordability and the qualifying.
Let me ask you this, Deanne. One of the big early decisions during this process is the whole rate lock, you know, buyers and lenders coming together and saying, should we lock? Shouldn't we lock? And now you're actually getting price adjustments intraday, because of the volatility. Yeah. What's the way to play it? And what's your advice on that?
Well, I like to play it safe. You know, I like to compare it to, does this payment work for you? Yes. Okay, I don't have a crystal ball. All indications are that they're going to go up, and when they start going up, they go up much faster than they come down. For instance, if the market's down 30 ticks, we'll get maybe 2 rate adjustments during the day going up.
Right.
If it's up 30 ticks, we might see an 8 better, and typically we're not getting it during the day.
You'll have to wait till the next day.
Because the investors are hedging.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, if it holds. So I tell my people, because we have live pricing, when I have them on the phone, I'm actually in their loan, especially in a volatile market, because I will tell them, till it's locked, I cannot guarantee this rate.
Yeah, I mean, a classic example, exactly what you're talking about. About 2 months ago, I got a client of mine into a new build at Pulte, and they qualify with Pulte Mortgage. They're getting a big incentive, blah, blah, blah. They qualified him at 3.99%. Yesterday, he's over 4.5. And, so that is a classic example. You start to sweat it and he was just right smack in the beginning of where these rates started to shoot up. And, so a lot of times, no doubt, you got to qualify people for higher, especially in an interest rate environment where it's shooting upward.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
well,
if you guys
at least with the Pulte, because he had that incentive, there was probably money to buy the interest rate down. A lot of buyers do not have the extra, you know, $3,500 to buy the rate from 4 3/4 to 4.5.
There you go. If you guys have any questions about rates, about locking, about the process, about getting in it for the best program that's right for you, how to structure it, Deanne's direct line at Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728, 602-606-6728. We got a few minutes, Deanne. Let's break down where we are with programs and rates.
Okay, well, we always use a sales price of $280,000, so we'll do that across the board. FHA today, we're at 4.75, with using taxes of $1,500 and $750 for homeowners. We have an APR of 5.554, total payment $1,800.62.
1801, 3.5% down. FHA, 4 3/4. Yes. Literally, what, I guess 8 weeks ago, we were probably at 4.
Less than that.
3.875, 3 3/4, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one full percentage point. in 2 months.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
How about VA, Dan?
VA, same thing. We're at 4.75%, 100% financing, APR 5.013, 1679.52.
1680 VA, no money down. We could try to get the seller to pay costs. 1680, no money down if you have a VA. Think about using that eligibility or reusing it. Deanne's a VA expert, done many, many VA loans and types and programs. How about conventional?
Conventional, owner-occupied, 20% down, really good credit, 4.75, APR 4.89. All-in payment, $1,351.17.
$1,351. Did you hear that? Conventional rates are the same as the government rates. FHA, VA, 4.75, conventional, 4.75. Does that hold for 10%, 5%, 3% conventional, or are the rates adjust, assuming good credit?
Rates will adjust to the 3%, but 5%, 10%, you're going to have the same rate if you have the same high credit score.
How about investors? We got a minute.
Okay, investors, 20% down, no more water cooler, 5.5, APR 5.7, 1459.36.
It's now the candy machine rate.
1459. Here's what I know about investor rates. Phoenix is like number 9 in rental rates across the country. It just came in. So rent rates are very high, which should support 1459. Give Deanne a call. Deanne, thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Deanne.
Her direct line, 602-606-6728. Up next, considering a remodel. We're going to talk about what should I do first next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
President Trump plans to impose stiff tariffs on imported steel and aluminum next week, the president vowing to rebuild the U.S. steel and aluminum industries by levying tariffs of 10% on imported aluminum and 25% on steel. That sent Wall Street into a tailspin, with investors worried about higher prices here and a potential trade war with China, all three major indexes with steep losses this hour. Guns and school safety on the agenda again today at the White House as private talks continue, with Republican Senators cold to Trump's proposals for comprehensive gun control, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer trying a little flattery.
The president knows he could show real leadership by bucking the NRA, providing cover for his Republicans, and getting something actually done. I think he realizes that it's the right thing to do.
Emergency management officials across the Northeast preparing for a major nor'easter. Heavy rain, intermittent snow, and very high winds expected as the storm moves up the eastern seaboard. I'm Michael Toscano.
Arizona News Radio. Motorists in North Phoenix stuck in traffic for a time Wednesday thanks to a couple of dogs running around on the roadway. Troopers frantically trying to catch them on I-17.
These dogs ran in out of traffic several times, putting themselves, our troopers, our roadside motorist assistants, and other public in danger.
Ro Garcia with DPS. One of the dogs eventually caught by troopers, the other retrieved by residents at a nearby trailer park. President Trump presiding over a roundtable discussion on gun control at the White House, indicating he might support stricter rules regarding the purchase of semi-automatic weapons. Mark Kelly, husband of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, calling for the Republican leadership to move.
We've got to convince the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives and in the United States Senate to allow some of this legislation to even get a debate on the floor. I mean, that's often one of the biggest stumbling blocks here.
Senator Jeff Flake co-sponsoring a bill that would raise the age for buying assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines to 21. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For this morning, sunny with a high of 69. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 46. Friday, sunny with a high of 74. And Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 48. Saturday, sunny with a high of 71. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 66. I'm Shelley Lynn from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 57 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, we've got a whole lot more from the Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, of course, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
Give us a call. We're here. Listen to any of your real estate stories. Give us a call here at 602-277-5369. You remember when we landed in the airport at in 1976?
I do. It was in the summer.
August.
Deep summer.
Oh, my God. Landed, started sweating, saying, Mom, what did you do to us?
Actually, Mom had to go to the hospital when we landed. It was pretty dicey.
Yeah, dicey. We were almost on our own.
Pretty much.
We bought a patio home in McCormick Ranch. Remember?
Suggs townhomes. Patio homes, yeah.
They were brand new.
Brand spanking. The trees were all about 15 feet tall, 10 feet maybe.
McCormick Ranch was the up-and-coming place in Scottsdale.
It was the master plan community in the middle of nowhere, quote-unquote.
Ahead of its time.
When I say middle of nowhere, I am saying that Hayden Road did not go through past McDonald. You had wilderness until you got to Indian Bend. Wilderness.
Now, is that before the green belt, or were they building the green belt at that time?
We did have a green belt across it. This was a master plan community. They had the two golf courses. The trees were 5 feet tall, very sparse, and there was nothing else around us. You could get there at Scottsdale Road or Pima. both two lanes each way.
What about like Chaparral or north, say?
Chaparral was there.
Chaparral was there, okay.
Yeah, Chaparral was pretty established. Then you go north to Indian Bend, and then you once you get to McCormick Ranch at the corner of Indian Bend and Hayden, right. It stretched all the way to Shea, and then there was basically nothing. I remember riding my motorcycle out past Shea going, oh, my God, look at all this stuff. If I would have saved all my money and just bought an acre like it's a Pinnacle Peak in Pima.
So they were building up on Bell, but between Bell and where you were was basically just vast desert.
Yeah, Bell was...
Bell was just the way to get to the 17 freeway.
Right.
And it was just basically billboards all up and down.
Wow.
And, you know, all the boondockers were out there.
Did they have the car dealerships up there?
Yeah, a few fly-by-nighters.
I remember
something. It was like Grand Avenue is now.
Obviously, no 101 freeway. I mean,
well, no. Even when I was here in the early 80s, there was no 51. No. It was the 17 and the 10, man.
Yeah,
coming in
from the 10. Remember?
Yeah.
You had to get off first. It was like at 150th Avenue, and then it was, you know, it kept coming in closer.
It was really crazy because Central Avenue only had maybe two, three buildings over 15 stories, maybe.
Yeah, you had a few downtown.
Yeah.
It was a small big town back in the day.
Basically a one horse, one house town.
Yep.
And I remember one time, we were riding our motorcycles out to Pinnacle Peak and Pima, which was that old gas station that was out there, that general store. And I remember it took us forever to get there. And I was like, man, this is a long ride. And it was in the middle of the summer. I'm going, we finally got there. We got to tie our motorcycles up to the stable, basically what it was. Get out, slam a Coke, and leave.
The Coke. You know what was out there, Rick? The only thing that was a destination place was Rawhide. Rawhide was a destination. Remember, we go have a big dinner for, you know, birthday dinner. You go to Rawhide, watch the stunt show and the whole thing. Now I think that's out in Apache Junction somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Now it's a bunch of patio homes. You've been out there lately? I hike Pinnacle Peak all the time.
Yeah.
And there's beautiful,
assisted living.
Yeah. Hovanian Homes built a big subdivision there. So.
Anyway. All right.
In with
Speaking of building.
Yeah.
You want to talk about remodeling?
Let's talk about remodeling.
That's a sport now. Remodeling is a sport.
Yeah.
People love to watch all the shows and all the characters and, you know, we go look at houses just for the remodels and the finishes and see how they're color combining and doing all these things. It's a sport. And, you know, some people are really, really good at it. And most people are pretty average at it. But anyways.
Guess which color is going to be done away with in the next, say, 6 months?
Grays.
Grays, whites.
I don't think whites will ever go away.
Probably not white, but grays and blacks.
Blacks? Is there blacks?
Well, there's dark grays, some gun metals, grays.
It's all 50 shades of grays.
Yeah. And any remodel that you walk into right now, I show a lot of houses and I show a lot of homes and I walk in, they're all the same. They're all the same. Why is it that everybody feels they need to paint walls gray, gray carpeting, and white counters, quartz? I mean, it looks nice, but guess what? You're going to be able to tell the time frame of which these homes were built or remodeled. Oh my God, you're going to walk in and go, oh, you must have remodeled in 2016, 17, and 18.
When we first did our first remodel in Los Angeles, it was all about colors. Every room was a different color over there. And then we came here and it was all about neutrals.
Stone.
More in the beige. Stone was huge.
Travertine.
The Tuscan thing and the travertine. And the heavy thing was going on. And now, of course, all that stuff is
gone.
Out the door.
Yeah, like Judson. Judson's a perfect example of a custom home subdivision that was built in the era of, say, 2000,
Tuscan,
2005. It's all Tuscan, all Cantera stone. Dungeness, dark, heavy,
dungeness.
Dark, heavy feel stones. You can't give that stuff away now.
Estancia has that issue.
Estancia's got that issue. I mean, these big McMansions that have all that stone attached to them, it's going to be tough to get rid of. People just don't want it anymore.
So anyway, now, you know, things evolve, things change, and right now it's all about gray and beige and grays.
And whites.
And whites, I think, are classic. Some of the great remodels down in Arcadia, they're white.
Beachy.
Beautiful. But if you had 30 grand,
mm-hmm.
if you had 30 grand to throw at a remodel,
yeah.
where would you start?
30 grand is an interesting number because it doesn't get you all done. It gets you half done, basically.
Well, I'm just trying to think, you know, a lot of people don't have I mean, 30 grand is a pretty good budget.
30 grand, I would attack the kitchen first.
You mean you, wait, you would attack the kitchen first?
Well.
No.
Well, but.
What happened to the roof? What happened to the air conditioner?
But you didn't specify how old is the house.
I said if you have 30 grand. Okay, okay. The usual.
Let's just say a 1985 house.
1985 house.
Is
perfect.
Is the roof original?
Yes.
The roof's original.
Yes.
I would take.
We have 30 grand.
I would immediately.
You got a good price on the house.
I would immediately take 10 of it, 10 to 15 of it, and throw it right in the roof. Get a new roof. I'm telling you, once the initial shock of people walking in and seeing your grays and your beige and your canteras and your, quartz, they're going to say, oh, by the way, how old's the roof? And then you just got done spending $30,000 on a remodel, and then they're going to say, well, we want a new roof.
Here's the thing.
Because they believe that a remodel starts with the things you can't see.
I believe it starts with what you can see.
Nope.
Everything. And here's why. Because you can, first of all, I would do the kitchen first, and then I'd do the bathrooms, and that's how I'd spend my 30 grand. And then if I had left, I'd do carpet and paint and all that stuff. Well, you'd probably throw paint in somehow. But here's the thing. You can actually move in, you see. You can move into the house, and then the roof can get done. Or you can sell it and deal with it in an inspection. You can deal with AC and heaters and all that other stuff through home warranties and inspections. You could, but you can move in. You can't move in if you have to redo the kitchen.
Classic example.
After the fact.
McCormick Ranch, 1978. We had this house.
I take you back to McCormick Ranch.
We did this remodel. And the seller was either going to sell it for $330,000, and we said, if you put $100,000 in it, you'd sell it for $600,000, right? He did that. He put $100,000 into the house, and he made it look beautiful, took down walls.
I hope so.
It was beautiful. Beautiful remodel, took down walls, did everything else. But it had the original 1978 air conditioner. It had the original 1978 roof, and it had the 1978 electrical panel. It had the 1978 plumbing, piping. It had galvanized piping. It had, two-pronged,
Did you give the buyer a home warranty with the house?
Buyer walks in. Loves the house. Loves it. Perfect. Great. Some of the windows were original too. Right? All of a sudden, we start looking at the house, and then they go, during the inspection period, oh, we want a new air conditioner, we want a new roof, we want a new electrical panel, we want a new air conditioner, we want new electrical, and we want to get rid of the galvanized piping.
Let me ask you something.
Wait a minute, we just spent $90,000 on this house, do you think you're really gonna expect us to spend another 40? Yeah.
Rick?
Yeah, we do.
Did you sell the house?
We did.
And how'd you do on that price?
We did okay. We could have done a lot better.
Rick, here's the thing. I think if you had just done the roof and just done the, water heater and some of this other system stuff and left all the original, then the buyer wouldn't be able to pay near the price. Cause he couldn't, first of all, he can't move in the house. You can move in the house that's totally done and get the roof done and work on the AC and all that other stuff. But you are not buying top dollar. You still got top dollar for the house. I know the house you're talking about. You got top dollar for it. You did very well. Your seller did incredibly well. And you know what? They had to give up a little bit because they had to put a home warranty and they gave a little bit on the price for the roof and all that other stuff. But the buyers moved right in. It's a negotiation, that whole thing. But you can't negotiate. You need a new kitchen.
I get it. My thoughts are what you can't see. Dave is all about what you can see. That's what makes us brothers, and that's what makes a market.
There you go. That's right. Up next, we've got so many new listings to talk to you guys about, and a special, if we can find it, the time, a pre-foreclosure deals of the week. Stay with us. The Real Estate Show featuring the bros right here on KFNX.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can.
on groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK 10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Someone else could look in. Down the road, you find another sweet baby coffin.
What do you do? Back with the Elton brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
How about this market?
Market's crazy.
Looking at the stock market, it's going, it's down 400 points right now. I mean, that definitely affects people's psyche. Rates going up a little bit, you know, volatile stock market. You know, people are trying to figure out what to do. They got to pay their taxes. March is generally a month of confusion because you don't know really what your tax liability is going to be. And you got this stock market, which is kind of, you know, right in the middle of earnings season. And you got, you know, rates climbing.
I'll tell you what, it does help. And we work with a ton of investors, all different types of investors, multifamily, residential income, you name it, commercial. And it just cements because a lot of them have money in the market. And a lot of them are calling and saying, you know, we want a less volatile is the word I hear, volatility.
But the real estate market has been more volatile lately within the last 5 years than it's ever
been.
It
is not like going down 400 points.
No, I get that.
No, the real estate market, that's why I got guys buying single family homes, getting 5-6% a year.
Up the yin yang.
Up the yin yang.
One client just bought, what, 15?
Yeah, it's crazy. And we got a lot of clients.
It makes you, for example. It makes you hungry thinking about it. I'm in the mood for a Preston steak.
It does make you hungry. You know, have you guys heard our sponsor, Preston's Grill, or the ads? I mean, first of all, we go to all the places that sponsor our show. We use all of these places. And Preston's, you want the best steak in the city. Guaranteed. Check out Preston. You know what's great for? Bring a client to dinner at Preston's. You will not be disappointed. In fact, how about this, Rick? And I'm just throwing this out there right now. Somebody purchases a house with us. They use us. We will treat them to a beautiful steak dinner at Preston's. On us.
Whoa. Including butter cake?
Including butter cake.
You're a lifetime butter cake guy.
I am. I'm part of this very exclusive club. I can go into Preston's and get butter cake for the rest of my life.
It's at Pinnacle Peak in Pima.
Pinnacle Peak in Pima.
Great location.
And they also have Arrowhead Grill, another incredible place. Same owner, right off Union Hills in the 101. So, you know, take advantage of it. check out Preston's. All right. Listings.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's talk about
listings. I just want to go deep because we got so much new stuff. I'm listing a duplex right around the corner, right across the street from Phoenix Children's Hospital. About 7.2 cap, 235. 235, the thing's been leased for years. Same tenants.
We should buy
that. They just did a new roof, some new systems.
They did a new what?
They did a new roof, which you'll be happy to know about.
I wonder why.
And I'll tell you what, for multifamily.
They're smart. That's why.
For multifamily, that really does make sense. And so a lot of the heavy lifting's been done. 235, duplex. You can move in one side, cash flow the other, or, you know, put new tenants in. They're on month-to-month leases. They've been there forever. So it's right near Phoenix Children's Hospital. Also, we're listing some land out in the beautiful Peoria, right on the Sun City-Peoria border. 7.7 acres. Raw land, Rick. We're listing it at 1.296. 1.296. Zoned C2. That's the best zoning. That's the most flexible zoning. You could put anything you want there. You could put a Walgreens. You could put potentially multifamily. You could do a lot with it.
7.2 acres. You could probably
put. No, 7.7 acres.
Huh.
Out in Peoria. Also.
You could put a Topgolf there.
You could.
Topgolf would be great there. I'm calling those guys after the show.
Topgolf. Yeah. They want another West Side location.
How about this condo I got in North Scottsdale? Three bedroom, two bath, 2011 square feet, a pristine 2007 unit with a two car garage. It's in the middle of the complex. It's at Shea and Scottsdale Road in Barallo Place. You cannot beat this property. It is absolutely stunning. 485,000, 2000 square feet, two car garage, three bedroom, two bath.
I mean, if you want French countryside, beautiful. That's this place.
Yeah.
Three balconies. You got the Rapunzel balcony in the front. You got, it's right off the pool spa. It's just incredible.
Great location.
How
about this property, at 67th Avenue and 59th Avenue and Happy Valley? Actually, it's in Arrowhead Estates.
Yeah.
Five bedrooms, three baths, 3,200 square feet with its own Olympic size style volleyball court, pool, horseshoe pit,
guest house,
Saltillo tile, remodeled kitchen. You got three levels. You got the master bedroom down. You got the four huge bedrooms up. You got a guest house.
And the main living space.
Yeah, this house is listed at 525.
And you know what's great about this house? No HOA. It's actually like one of those real neighborhoods where all the houses have individuality and you could park your RV. There's a huge space to put the RV
slab
on pavers right in the front driveway. This is the kind of place.
Cause only RVs could be parked on pavers. Anyway,
There's plenty of room for that.
How about this? Three bedroom, two bath in North Scottsdale. 2,026 square feet, built in 1995. It's got an 11,000 square foot lot in North Scottsdale. You cannot and will not be able to beat this location and this lot size, what it backs to, the privacy. $560,000 in beautiful Costa Verde in North Scottsdale.
How about Glendale? Investor special. We got 10 units out in Glendale. We're selling it at about 7.7 plus cap, 675, 10 units in Glendale, completely remodeled, all new appliances, 90% vacant, occupied, 90% vacant, 90% occupied. There's one studio that they're going to put a tenant in. But other than that, it's ready to go, 675 cash flow king.
How about Aviano? This is the largest Mirador model in Aviano. Basically seven bedrooms, six and a half baths. You got a theater. You got a workout room. You've got a basement. You have a main level. You got sweeping, Gone with the Wind staircasing. You have a beautiful Pebble Tech pool. This is an amazing property. 7,350 square feet, built in 05 for $1,279,000, only $174 a foot. You cannot beat it. It is the largest Mirador model, that with every upgrade, four car garage imaginable in Aviano. This property I want to tell you about at Cactus and 100th Street. Nine bedrooms, six bathrooms, 7,230 square feet on a single level. It's got 1.77 acres splittable. It's listed at $1,895,000. It is a fantastic assisted living, sober living property. It's got wide hallways. It's got six full bathrooms, nine bedrooms, could be 10, could be 11 bedrooms. It's got a beautiful pool. It's got two full kitchens. Two full kitchens.
And remodeled.
An attached guest house. Can't beat it for $1,895,000 right at Cactus. And it's a landmark property. Cactus and 100th Street.
Splittable lot, too. Yeah, if you're a developer out there.
Man, we got a lot of stuff. A
lot of stuff. And, you know what? I do want to get to, if you are investors out there, we do have the multifamily. We do have residential income. We do work with builders. We do, who lease back, model homes and, get premium, rent rates. That might be something you might be interested in. We're trying to get 8 to 9% 2-year triple net minimums on those triple net leases. So the builders pay the taxes, insurance and HOA. And we've been doing them in Colorado, not beyond Arizona, Colorado, Utah, Nevada and Arizona. So if you have an interest in that type of an investment, more of a shorter term deal, give us a call, 480-451-3318. If you're thinking about selling your house, we'd love to chat with you and apply for that job. You know, we've been doing this 35 plus years. We sold probably almost 500 homes or more. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. We got the professional photography, the radio show. We'll talk about your listing on the air and bring our expertise to the table. You mean I can't even do one of these, Rick?
Go ahead. Hurry.
Surprise. 4-bedroom, 2-bath. Pre-foreclosure, $235,000. There you go.
Done.
There's so many more. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsor, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, Alliance Pest Management, our man behind the glass, Chet, and of course, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we've got the flexible fees. I didn't mention that. A radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home. eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time.